Well, on the phone, we have Suzanne Harter, climate change and clean energy campaigner with the Australian Conservation Foundation, to discuss the topic further. Welcome on the show, Suzanne.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Now, it's fair to say the ACF isn't content with the clean energy target. Why is that?
Yeah, look, the reason that we're not happy with the clean energy target is that essentially the way it was presented is that it's a dirty energy target. It was presented in a way that would provide a subsidy to fossil fuels like coal and gas rather than just genuinely clean energy, like renewable energy, which is exactly what we need in the system. So that's the problem we had with it. It's not a clean energy target.
Okay. Now, part of it is advocating for a clean energy target should not have coal and gas. I mean, is it realistic, though, for Australia to have to get rid of fossil fuels in its energy market that quickly?
Actually, Australia has some of the best renewable energy resources on the planet. We've got all of the technologies we need and the know-how to actually harness that energy. And we are seeing, you know, states, for example, with ambitious renewable energy targets. South Australia, for example, has already achieved their 50% target. We also are seeing the costs of renewable energy like wind and solar and even battery storage plummet. So that in fact, we are seeing an energy revolution happening before our very eyes, but that's being driven by households and businesses without the support of government.
Okay, now a big part of this energy debate is around energy security, and there are some criticisms that the South Australia example that you used was that part of the reasoning for their massive blackout in 2016 was on account of their usage of renewable, over-reliance rather, on renewable energies, and that they didn't have enough mainstay sources. So do you think that this argument that fossil fuels, even potentially opening up another mine in Queensland, the Adani mine, which has been a highly controversial area, would solve the fear of power outages like this one? I mean, don't you think that using these the gas and coal might actually be the solution to solving a lot of our security issues around energy?
No, in fact, I think renewable energy is actually much more secure in the long run than fossil fuels. The Adani coal mine, you have to remember that one of the reasons that we need to transition our energy sector is because Australia is one of the dirtiest, one of the biggest polluters in the world per capita. And we absolutely need to be getting sort of carbon pollution out of our system, out of our energy system to meet our Paris targets and to deal with global warming more broadly. And the Adani coal mine, which is essentially a mine that would be when that coal was burned, it would be emitting as much pollution as the entire country of New Zealand. So it's a very, very potentially a very polluting mine, a very dangerous mine.
Now, my guest is Suzanne Harter. She's with the Climate Change and Clean Energy Campaigner with the Australian Conservation Foundation. You listen to 2SER on the Monday Daily. Now, another topic discussed in the clean energy target in this review was energy efficiency. I mean, excuse me for my ignorance here, but what does that actually mean? What does energy efficiency mean?
So energy efficiency, so broadly, is really using energy more wisely, using less of it to do the same work. For example, we have energy efficient appliances. You can have energy efficient buildings that actually use less energy for heating and cooling. So energy efficiency is an amazing way to not just cut electricity bills, but also decrease demand for electricity, which decreases the need to upgrade our networks. So there's lots of things that can be gained through energy efficiency. We, as a country, have really not taken advantage of the opportunity. For example, we have very low appliance standards, very low building standards, and we don't even have a fuel efficiency standard for vehicles that reduces carbon emissions. Every other developed country in the world has fuel efficiency standards. We don't. So there's a lot we can do with energy efficiency. And I'll just give you a quick stat. The Energy Efficiency Council says that improving our energy efficiency by just 1% a year will grow our economy by $26 billion by 2030. So there's a whole lot we can do by being more efficient with our energy.
Okay. Now, I want to go back to this idea that the Australian Conservation Foundation is clearly not happy with the clean energy target. What energy target do you think would be a realistic one and an achievable one for Australia?
Yeah, well, let me explain why we feel as though sort of Dr. Ellen Finkel's report was based on getting our carbon pollution down to net zero, which is where we absolutely need to be urgently to keep global warming below 2 degrees, and certainly to pursue 1.5 degrees, which would save our reef and a whole lot of other things. So he modeled a situation where we would get to that point to net zero carbon pollution in 2070, which all of the experts believe is so far beyond the realm of what's going to be acceptable for a safe and secure climate that we feel as though the starting point was bad. We need to move that up, much more ambition. So that clean energy target, which is the central policy within his report, was modeled based on, again, this very low ambition with regards to reducing our climate pollution, and also the government's very low 2030 target, which is just a 28% reduction. So again, one of the things that we have faulted in this clean energy target is that it is just very low ambition. Now, in truth, the chief scientist left some of those decisions to politicians. He sort of said, well, here's the architecture of a policy, sort of the vehicle. You guys figure out the destination. You figure out how ambitious. And that's what prompted all of this debate in Parliament and within the coalition about, you know, what we call clean. Does coal get to be called clean? Does gas get to be called clean? And that's where this debate is coming from, because there's still a question in terms of how that clean energy target, what it actually allows to be called clean under its definition.
Okay, and so just in terms of a specific figure around a kind of a suitable clean energy target, though?
Well, ultimately, we need to get to zero pollution coming from our energy sector. What he was looking at, so that clean energy target has a threshold, and that the threshold he modeled was 0.6. So 0.6 essentially is the emissions intensity that would be allowed for something to be called clean. Now, that number actually does allow quite a bit of gas to be called clean, and it's right on the line. It's just below sort of what would allow in sort of new coal, and this is where the debate is. If you pump that number up a little bit to 0.7, you're then saying, well, we're going to call clean coal, or call coal, excuse me, clean, and coal is not clean. There is no coal that's clean. So it's actually a misnomer, and it's a fallacy that we would have a clean energy target when we're allowing coal or gas to fit that definition.
Thank you very much for joining me, Suzanne.
Thank you for having me.